Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As most of you know, the Montana Family Foundation has worked tirelessly the past 14 years to affect public policy in a positive way from a Judeo-Christian perspective. We do this primarily by educating the public and through our work at the legislature and in the courts. This week, we have two stories. Both are court cases, both affect religious freedom, and both, ironically, come to us from the Flathead. The first is the hard-fought final victory in the case of the Jesus statue on Big Mountain. As you recall, in 2012, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed suit to force the U.S. Forest Service to remove a statue of Jesus placed on Big Mountain as a war memorial by the Knights of Columbus in the 1950s. The fight began when the Forest Service decided not to renew the 10-year permit for the statue in 2011. There was an immediate public uproar, and the Montana Family Foundation sent a letter to the Forest Service assuring them the statue was on firm legal ground. The Forest Service reversed course, allowed the statue to stay, and the lawsuit was then filed. The Freedom From Religion Foundation lost first in 2013 when U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen allowed the statue to stay. They then appealed and lost a second time when the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the district court judge. The atheists had until this week to appeal that decision, but decided to admit defeat and let the decision stand. A victory for those who fought the government's original decision not to renew the permit. And in another case that threatens religious freedom, a hearing will be held in the District Court in Kalispell at 1:30 p.m. on Monday in the case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. As we reported earlier, the 2015 Montana Legislature passed a bill creating a tax credit scholarship program to allow struggling students to find a school that works for them. Despite state and federal Supreme Court precedent, the Montana Department of Revenue stepped in and banned all religious schools from participating, effectively shutting off access to over 90% of the private high schools in the state. The move was so egregious that Montana Attorney General Tim Fox sent a letter to Mike Cadis, the head of the Department of Revenue, saying the department's actions were absolutely indefensible and that if they were sued, the Department of Justice would not come to their defense, saying in effect, if you do this, you're on your own. Sure enough, the department did get sued, not once, but twice, in state court and federal court, by families who just want options for their children. In both cases, the plaintiffs are being represented by powerful law firms who specialize in these types of cases and have argued successfully before the U.S. Supreme Court. Will they win in Montana? We certainly hope so, and the opening salvo takes place in Kalispell on Monday when the judge hears the Department of Revenue's motion to dismiss the case. Regardless of the outcome, this will be a fascinating case to watch, and we encourage everyone to attend. What a great way to introduce your kids to the judicial branch of government in a real and tangible way. The hearing will be Monday, March 7th at 1:30 p.m. in front of District Judge David Ortley. We'll be there. We hope you will too. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.